Hey, you awake, sleepyhead? Yeah, I've been up for a while, just checking Instagram and listening to you snore a little. No, I'm kidding. You weren't really. Well, all right, maybe a little, but it was cute. I love this. Waking up with you in my bed. While you were sleeping, I was just thinking about how happy I am and got to reminiscing about how we met. It was just 2 years ago, but somehow it feels like we've been together for a lifetime. I can hardly remember what my life was like before you. Like, what did I even do with my time? That day we met, you remember? Of course. You always tell your friends it sounds like a bad Hallmark movie. Of course, I remember it. I remember every detail. You think I'm lying? Okay, I'll prove it. You tell me if I get anything wrong. It was pouring rain outside, almost pitch dark, despite that it could only have been. What time was it? Like 7 p.m.? Let's go with that. I got caught in the worst of the storm. I remember stomping into that cafe, my black boots, the ones you made me throw out recently. They were waterlogged and felt like I was dragging cement blocks on my feet. My blue jeans were plastered to my legs. I saw you eyeing me from a little corner table as I wrung the water from my white tee, probably exposing a little of my stomach. I used to have a nice six pack back then before you started cooking for me. No, babe, no, I wouldn't have it any other way. I guess it's like they say, happy couples put on a few pounds, right? You had a big textbook and a bunch of notepads scattered all over the table you were working at. You thought you were slick, but I could tell you were checking me out. I think I grinned at you like an idiot. I was a little embarrassed. I was leaking water all over the place. Then, as I was walking up towards the cash register, you tugged at my white shirt as I was passing by. Hi, your voice squeaked. You smiled and pointed at the floor behind me, where one of my gloves had fallen out of my back pocket. I whispered, thanks, and went to pick it up. On the way back, I almost didn't say anything. I didn't want to disturb your studying, but I just thought you looked so adorable. I've always had a thing for those smart, bookish girls. Okay, I don't know how to describe what a bookish girl looks like exactly. I just know one when I see one. Yes, dork, that's what you are, and I hope you never change. Anyway, I plucked up the courage to say something. I said, "You look very dry. I guess you had more foresight than me." You picked up your umbrella. "Always prepared," you said. "How am I doing? See? I told you, my memory is impeccable." My hair was dripping onto your notes, and you casually shifted them away. As I stood awkwardly, my mind scrambling for something else to say. "You going to get a coffee or something?" you said to me. Yeah, I stammered as I started towards the counter. But I paused and shuffled back towards your table. You looked up from your notes again, appearing a little annoyed, but still smiling. I know, I was being super awkward, but it took all the courage I had to ask if I could get you another drink. You were stunned, I think. You bit your lip as you picked up your mug, avoiding my eyes. You said no, that you still had plenty of tea to get through, but an ice water would be nice. I came back a few minutes later and somehow was bold enough to sit at the chair next to you. "You're shivering," you said. I looked down at my arms and they were covered in goosebumps. I was oblivious. The cold hadn't registered at all. Yeah, I guess I just need to get some of this hot coffee down, I said. We sat, trading flirtatious glances through the awkward silence as I sipped my drink. You don't remember that part? Yeah, it was hella awkward. It was probably only like half a minute, but felt like the world stopped turning. I had butterflies in my stomach through it all. Finally, we got to chatting comfortably. You asked me where I was coming from. Then we talked about your studies, our ambitions, how we both would love to travel to Europe. You said you never thought you would meet someone like this. People rarely approach others in public these days. No. Listen, you may never believe me, but that was a first for me too. I never approached women in public back then. Or now. There was just something about you that made me feel so comfortable and confident. I slicked back my wet hair and prepared for the big ask. There's a nice Italian place downtown. Any chance you're free Friday? You scribbled your phone number down on a piece of notepaper and handed it to me. Does that about sum it up? The luckiest day of my life? Oh, right, I forgot that part. As I was getting up to leave, you grabbed your umbrella and said you would walk me out to my car. Very chivalrous of you. Actually, I think you just wanted to make sure I had a car and wasn't just some wandering vagrant. I hunched over as you weren't really tall enough to hold the umbrella all the way over my head. It was barely raining anymore anyway. The thought crossed my mind to risk a quick kiss as we arrived at my car. Okay, be honest. What would you have done? That would have been a bit much, right? You say that now. I think you would have slapped me. Anyway, I went for the hug instead. And I distinctly remember that your hands lingered over my chest and brushed my stomach as you brought your hands down. Oh, yes, you did. Okay, we'll leave that part out when we tell the story to your grandma. I love you, babe. Hey, you stay in bed a little while. I can tell you're pretty cozy. I'm gonna start some pancakes. You want bananas on top or inside? Okay, got it.